What's up, everybody? It is me, the OG Fit Kid, Thomas Montalto. Joining me, as usual, the hottest hot tag partner in the business. It's this guy.
It's me. It's good old Mike B. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another beautiful Tuesday night right here with your good pal Fit Guys. As Tom said, I'm Mike. He's Tom.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about mics right now because nothing is working.
Hey,
Mike had issues with his microphone, but his was an easy fix. Mine, I don't know if you hear me. I think you guys hear me, but I'm just so annoyed. Like, it's always got to be something.
You sound
we're here to talk about wrestling figures. I'm not here to talk about being annoyed.
Sometimes it goes together, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so annoyed. Well, I feel so not put together right now. I hate that feeling.
Yeah, so. And you had your mushroom coffee.
Yes, I did. It's not been a great day. Let's just put it
there. False advertising.
Well, I mean, I feel more awake now, but I think that's because of my anger at my computer for never working the right way.
Well, like, that'll wake you up better than a cup of coffee will. I just don't
know why it's not working, the computer, the microphone. I'm sitting here, lights are on, and it nothing. Hello? No, it's not even reading it on here. Usually the little things go back and forth when you speak into it.
Just doesn't want to work with us.
No. I'm so annoyed. Anyway, let's talk about wrestling or something.
Let's try to talk about wrestling. Yeah. Tom, besides the computer issues, besides all the crazy stuff going on, how the hell are you doing?
I'm lovely. Just peachy.
Okay, I like peachy, Tom.
Yeah, now your screen is frozen.
My screen's frozen.
You're back now.
Don't scare me like that.
I gotta put my do not disturb on so nobody calls. I always forget to put the do not disturb on when we're on the air because I use my phone as the camera because it's such a clear, crisp picture. I love it.
It looks great.
And now you can see my background a little better. I have the new desk set up a little better. Like, I actually worked on it the other day, like not 10 minutes before the show was going on air. I put the microphone where I wanted it to be so I'd be more comfortable. I'm so annoyed.
Powers that be just didn't want it to be. But, man, I see Sergeant Slaughter pointing at me. I see Jake Roberts behind you.
Okay.
They're ready to roll, man.
Some Hall of Champions figures. I love those lines. I absolutely love those lines.
So good, man.
That's kind of what the Legends morphed into, right, from Target? Yeah. So, like, it was always that line that included guys, like, older guys, Legends, and Hall of Famers. And now, but with the Legends box, the Legend line being back, they can include any Legend. They don't have to be in a Hall of Fame. They don't have to,
For it.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love the Legends line, and it doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. And let's give kudos to the Mattel team and Steve, because a lot of times they had rotated lines. If you remember the entrance greats, and then all of a sudden the Ultimates took that over, and now the Ultimates have taken over. They're not going anywhere. Like,
they're so
popular. They went from, like, what did we get, like, three sets in the beginning with, like, two figures a year, like two in each set, and now we're up to five sets a year with three. And I believe Steve said that we're going to be getting six lines of Ultimates eventually. Yeah. So I love it.
Plus the store exclusives and everything else in between. I mean,
yeah,
good time.
Remember, like, the He-Man line, and a couple of those other lines, they morphed into superstars. Look how popular that is. It's like, it was always fun getting those different lines, but they got us in such a zone with so many good different lines. Yeah. Like, I love it. Absolutely. Now the Ultimates got sublines. Like, you got the Legends of Target, you got the Coliseum collection, we got the Monday Night Wars part of the Ultimates. Like, I love it. Just keep giving them to us.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I'm excited.
Let's talk about
the Rumble a little bit.
Let's talk about the Rumble. Of course I watched the Rumble. It was great. It was fun.
Yeah.
I yeeted. It was a lot. I cried.
The best Rumble. I think it's pretty fair to say it's the best Rumble pay-per-view from top to bottom of the card that we've ever seen. We had two amazing Rumble matches. We had the Cody and KO match, which was like, loving this from WWE. And then we had a great 2 out of 3 falls tag team match that was pretty solid between Motor City Machine Guns and DIY.
Yeah.
Like, what
a finish.
We thought, like, four matches. Oh, this is going to be a quick pay-per-view. We were there for 4 hours.
Yeah, it was great, man. I mean, the women's Rumble has been killing it the last couple of years, like, so much.
Yeah,
it was so awesome to see the guys kind of step it up a little bit. And everybody, I think both Rumbles were both fantastic, really well done.
Yeah.
Barely any, you know, non-WWE or Legends talent pulled up, which was great.
Yeah.
A lot of good returns. We got Nikki Bella back. We got
AJ Styles.
Yeah. Joe Hendry.
Back for one more run. Joe Hendry shows up. I love it. I think after the last few years of the Rumble, I'm finally at a point where I don't need the Legends in it because the surprises work so perfectly. Like, I always love the Legends just popping up in there.
Of course.
With the roster stacked that it is, we don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
And like, we were so used to it that like every year it would take us by shock. Like, oh, no legends the last couple of years, that would be kind of disappointed. But this year was the year that I felt everything worked perfectly. And I did not need Legends this year. Seeing AJ Styles in there, seeing Charlotte. Well, we knew Charlotte was going to return because they announced it the week before, but like Jordan Grace making her debut. So it was all just a really great Rumble. Like it really was.
Her face was awesome. Like I love that. That's one of my favorite parts of the Rumble, especially when it's like a random person being brought into it. She was super, like you could just see the love, the happiness. Same thing with Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry was so just pumped to be there. I thought it was great. Very, very well done. It was awesome, man. Very, very cool to see Cena back doing his thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you know what was awesome? I don't think anybody really expected Jey Uso to win the Rumble this year because there was so much going on outside of it.
I saw people picking him to win, and I'm like, you guys are crazy. He doesn't stand a chance. And like, Jey Uso might not be my cup of coffee. Like, I don't love him. I like him. Sure, it's fun. But like, the whole, but like, you can't argue him winning it with the reaction he got, and then the reaction he got on Raw, the guy's over. And the difference is, and I don't know if you said this to me or Matt said this to me, but the difference is they're pushing the people who are getting over.
Like, I texted you and I said, it's such, this is what it's like when they actually push the people that, you know, are in line for it. And it's not the same regurgitation stuff that we've been through over and over again. I love it, man. What's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to get the title for a couple months, you know, like, it's good to take a, you know, have a champion mingle in and out and, you know, replace the belt on the person every once in a while. I think it's only good for business.
You know, I mean, we'll talk about this. Well, I guess we might as well talk about it now, but let's say hi to the people in the chat. Pandemic era. Yeah. What's up, buddy? Our buddy Tyson. He's been with us from the beginning. We love Tyson. Mo, the fig god. Yes, we are live.
Finally. What up, Mo?
Joey Buds, here's a little scoop for you guys. Joey Buds will be joining us next week. We love Joey, and Joey has an open invitation to pop on anytime he wants because kind of sad to read the Case Fresh podcast going away. I've listened to it since it started, and part of their group. Love those guys. Love both of those guys. Love Joey and Mike. Neil Fig Vault. So listen, I hope that Joe wants to come on a recurring basis because Guy's fun. He's good to listen to, and I'm going to miss hearing him every week. But open seat here at the Fig Guys for Joey Butts. Joey Figs, whatever you – the Figgy Vault. I didn't do it nearly as good as they do it. But
the wrestling figure mafia will return. That's all I got to say.
Yes. Nick Storm in the chat as well. But, guys, by now you know where you can find us. We're the Fig Guys. At Official Fig Guys all over social media. You could go to our website, thefigguys.com, to get all of our links on social. But don't forget, we're also a podcast. So if you haven't already, please go subscribe. Go leave us a review. Leave us a comment. It does help so much. And if you love the podcast, let's share it with others. And that would just be great. And we would appreciate it. And just go on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Search Fig Guys. We'll come up. I don't think there's many other Fig Guy podcasts out there. So go check it out, please.
There's the Fig Newton podcast hosted by the other Mike and Tom, which is so weird. So they're the Fig Guys as well. Completely different Fig Guys.
Listen, my brother just recently was in for a visit. He lives in Georgia, and he made a quote I'm not a big Fig Newton guy, but like his wife got mad at him one day because she went to look for the Fig Newtons and they were all gone. And he said, you don't like Fig Newtons to him. And his answer was, well, a Fig Newton is still better than no cookie at all. And I can't argue that.
I can't argue that either. I used to take them from my grandparents when I was like really, really young. Because it was the only cookies they had in the house. So I was just, I was pounding Fig Newtons. No, but they're not. It's not a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah,
it does. So it does not get a boom. That's somebody else.
It does not get a boom.
No, man. No, but yeah, listen, man. I'm head over heels right now. Wrestling's so in a great place.
Wrestling is an amazing place right now. I love where we're at. I even like my camera move on its own.
A little bit.
I was not that low before.
Mine does that sometimes. There's a setting for it.
It gets okay. There we go. You're cool. Good. I fixed it on my own. Now you can see, like, I still have my Christmas tree up right over here. It's up all the time. More of my figures in the background. Second week at this desk.
I got it worked out.
Give me one more week.
Mine does the auto framing.
Oh, okay. Okay. So,
shut up.
what else was I going to say? I was going to say something else, and I don't remember what it was. But we got news. Should we jump into the news, Mike?
Let's do it, man. I'm always down for some news.
All right. And now I'm too high. Not too high. Joey Butts, he gets it. RSLB.
Well, you won't wake up in Monday Night Raw's playing at least. The news is the news. I'm always excited for some wrestling figure news, and we got some awesome wrestling figure news because coming straight at you from our homies over at Mattel, we got the new Knuckle Crunchers WrestleMania 3-pack available for pre-order over at Walmart.com. Yeah. And guess what, guys? They probably will actually ship.
Yeah, we can hope, right?
Listen, this is a cool set, though. I need to get this. I need to get on my Knuckle. The year of 2025 is going to be the year of Knuckle Crunchers. I need them. I want them. I love them. I got these. I've been painting glasses all day. I forgot how big my hands are. I don't know.
Thumbs like me, and you need to handle little things. So
my Andre hands. This is a pain in the ass over here. But these are awesome, man. I love the Knuckle Crunchers. Digging it so much. I know we talked about them tremendously for the last couple weeks, but Cody with the sledgehammer, The Rock with the shovel, Cena carrying that last year crutch. They're fitting. Very up-to-date figures, too.
I think I heard it on a Case Fresh podcast, like, why aren't the accessories the right color? Like, that would have made the set even better. If the garbage can was actually, like, silver, like, what's going on? The table should be brown. Like
the guitar, not that big of a deal.
The guitar is not a big of a deal. The shovel and a sledgehammer, eh. But like those accessories, I feel like they should have been the right color. So,
yeah, I will be customizing if I buy.
Yeah.
I found all my paints and stuff like that when I was cleaning. So I got all my wrestling paint out from when I used to customize a lot.
Wow. I've
been getting back into it, man. I'm really enjoying cool.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah. But head on over to Walmart.
A good thing.
It's a good thing. I like it. Right, pick this bad setup and move it on from Walmart to Target. The new Target Legends series is up for pre-order over at Target.com, of course, featuring Kurt Angle, The Godfather, Carlito, and Rosie. Hop aboard the smoke train and get these. This Kurt Angle is amazing. Need the Kurt Angle.
I need all Carlito these. I don't have a young Carlito. We haven't got a Godfather figure in how long? Like, we've got more Papa Shango figures than Godfather figures.
And like, this is a great Godfather, too. I like the yellow pants. I like the multicolored vest.
Yeah.
It out. But the Carlito reminds me of the Jack's Pacific Carlito that, you know, was out back in the day. His hair is a little poofier because he's a little younger there.
Got the and apple molded into the hand.
He's going to spit in your face. But Rosie's awesome. It's an amazing set, man. Might be one of the best Legends of the year. We'll see.
Dude, I feel like the Legends is just picking up more and more momentum. The sets are getting better and better. And with all these new deals we're seeing, new Legends deals being signed, I'm here for it. Let's go.
It's a good time. I'm always down for a good time.
Listen, and a Rosie is the chase. So, like, you got to order two of those to hopefully get the chase.
Yeah, it's a cool looking Rosie too. I feel like they did a really good job on it.
It is. And it's a great way to honor a guy who's gone way too soon. And, you know, you can't help but wonder, would he have been brought back and brought into the Bloodline story if he was still around?
Could you imagine if they were brought back for the Bloodline? It would have been so good.
Oh, my God. Manga. Ugh. Crazy.
Yeah, we need them all. It would be awesome to get like a family photo.
I mean, this is just me, but if I connected dots, my earliest memory in professional wrestling and WWE is Bloodline related, because it was the Samoans versus Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson, and Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas winning the tag team titles from them.
That's Samoan. Bloodline.
That's The Rock's father versus Roman Reigns' father. Like, hello.
It's wild.
Like, have we never even seen, like, during this whole Bloodline story, has there been no clips of that? Like, let's go.
Yeah, that's super crazy, though. But awesome. Whoa. I love it, man.
What's up, Dom? You know Dom.
I do know Dom.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, we got some kayfabe heroes, KWK news coming your way, because they are announcing they've been working behind the scenes, turning their business model all the way around, full 180, not a 360, because we don't want to be going back down the same path. But watch out. First, KWK has a huge announcement. It looks like it's going to be about the distribution. So I'm pumped, man.
KWK figures about to get easier to find. Wow, that'd be cool.
Easier, bigger, better, stronger. I like it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Good for them.
KWK, make sure you follow it on the socials, so you don't miss out on the big news coming March 1st,
just a little under a month away.
It's crazy. We're already in February. January felt like the longest month ever.
Not for me.
Now February's already 5 days into it, man. It's crazy.
The next thing you know, it's going to be my birthday, but I can't wait for April to go to Vegas for WrestleMania and be spending 9 days. I can't wait
for you to go to Vegas. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I really got to get my act together and ordering the stickers and everything. And
it's going to be good.
Lots of ideas on the table from this guy.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. I'm excited. I know you're excited.
Yeah, we're going to go. I'll have to go live from Vegas. Maybe you do a show and I can walk around the booth.
Yeah.
I've got a whole bunch of accessories and microphones and everything I can use out there. I'm so looking forward to it. Talk to all of our friends out there. You know, get all kinds of maybe fun figure interviews.
Yeah.
Maybe stuff you've never even seen before. So how cool is that?
I like it. That'd be good. Yeah. Good. Ooh, we're moving on from KWK to figure collections. My bad. We got some new reveals over from WrestleCon this weekend. This is pretty cool. We get to see the Hardys that we've, you know, been talking about, but we also see Scotty Too Hottie. We got Crush back there. We got
Gilbert.
Who doesn't want Gilbert, man?
Dude, they're going to make me want to like start collecting these. I mean, Steph DeLander, like these are great. Yeah.
Mance Warner looks fantastic. Both, I mean, everything they're showing here, Gilbert looks a little silly, but the rest of them, spot on. But love it.
Gilbert was a little silly.
He was a little silly. He's got that goofy look in his eye.
Yeah, well, he was a big doof. So
he was a big doof.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, I'm here for it. I'll absolutely.
Glad we didn't see him in the Rumble.
No, I mean, listen, you never know. So.
I would love if Triple H gives Goldberg his last match, but he doesn't tell him the opponent, and then it's Gilbert. You know how good that would be.
That would be hysterical. Gilbert goes over it. Goldberg. Let's go.
Oh, what a way to end the show. Guys, figure collections. Keep an eye out for them. Obviously, they're making these awesome bone. Crushings? Bone crushing figures. Yeah. They're the best.
I have to go order this Macho Man. I think it's still up.
I want Scotty Too Hottie, man.
Yeah, the Scotty Too Hottie looks good. These look great. I think I might have to start getting some of these. I really do. Yeah. Is that Crush in the background?
Yeah, Kota Crush. Kota Crush looks great, man. Super, super good.
Yeah, I love
it. You know what's funny is I knew Crush, which shouldn't be a thing right off the back, and I couldn't remember Steph's name. Yeah. I was like, Steph D. Lance.
Yeah, she just returned to TNA, so...
Yeah, killing it, man.
Her injury, she's not wrestling yet, but hopefully she's all healed up and able to go soon. And We'll see. What do we got next in the news?
Next in the news, we're going from figure collections to collect major, because coming to series two of the Major Stars is Women's Royal Rumble entrance Jordynne Grace. Looking fantastic. Jacked and swole. Definitely the way to go.
Yeah. Cool. Looks so good. She was great.
These look awesome, man. Yeah, she was awesome in the Rumble. I like that. I like that she switched her hair up a little bit. She got the long hair going. It was great.
I'm more excited now. Like, I keep seeing these major stars. I think I might have to invest in these too, because they look cool. Like, I love the Macho Man one. There's a Danhausen one coming. This is part of series two, so I can't wait to start getting these in hands.
Yeah. No, I'm absolutely digging it. You know, I need to get the little Danhausen first. That's my first form.
Yeah. These are great. Rodriguez in the chat wants to ask us, what was our favorite promo or angle of January 25, 2025? And for me, there's a pretty easy one, I think. I loved what happened with Punk, Roman, and Seth during the Royal Rumble match. I don't know where it's going. I also loved the promo with Cody and CM Punk at the end of Raw last week.
That was so great.
Where's this whole thing? I mean, right now, I love CM Punk, and you know that, but I'm itching really badly for a Seth and Roman angle. Like, I want a full-blown out, let's visit them going at each other once and for all. It's been like, talk about a slow build. It's been a couple of years since we've even seen them. Like, I think the last time Roman Reigns beat him by disqualification, like didn't Roman choke him out in the match or whatever, and they called the match? Wasn't that his Royal Rumble 2 years ago?
Jeez, yeah.
Was that 2 or 3 years ago? So, like, and we haven't really revisited it since then. It's time. Like, last year at Mania, we got some more teas of the Roman and Seth thing. It cost Roman a title because he went after Seth. So,
yeah.
Let's dig our teeth into that. Come on.
I like it. I like it a lot. I got to say, the whole Punk and Seth, like, going into the Rumble was really good. I loved when he was calling him out, like, Logan Paul never beat me. You know, like, that was really nice. Very well done. Punk kind of stepping up his game going into the Rumble was really nice. Very, very well done. Kevin Owens' promos with Sammy were really good, though, too, this past month. Like, I really, really enjoyed it, man. Very well done. And again, because I'm bouncing around, but Punk with the Sammy thing back, say, you're like, you're not on my level. And then the match last night, beautiful. So good. And it was really well done.
I'm telling you.
Listen, man, I'm a very happy wrestling fan right now.
I know. Me too. Okay, let's move on to
yeah. Ooh, yeah. I know Tom's super, super excited. But we got finally, guys. Finally, all the years in the making, but we finally got a yellow booth, Dusty Rhodes. And along with the blue tights, Ric Flair, coming from Big Rubber Guys. This is cool, man. Very, very cool. I like the Dusty Rhodes sticker on the Big Rubber Guys box, too. That's really cool.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. You gotta get the Dusty silhouette out there. But this is awesome. Digging it. Love it. Great Ric Flair. Big comes with the big gold. And Dusty, of course, ready to rock and roll with the yellow boots.
I ordered these as soon as they went up yesterday, because you never know, they're limited, how long they're going to be. So
I mean, was that the Dusty's 1 of 800?
1 of 800. It was on sale at WrestleCon. I'm just happy they had any left that I was able to order it. So
yeah, no, very true. Yeah, man, these look beautiful.
They do. I can't wait for these.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, no, it's a great job. I want that big gold. I don't have the flare yet with no blood, so I'm here for
it. It's a good flare.
I have it ordered from whoever put the other one on sale with the red tight. Was it red tights? I ordered another one from somewhere. I have so many different variants ordered. I have the Legion of Doom ordered from another site. So just give me all the big rubber guys, please. Absolutely.
I'm here for it. It's not a bad thing. I love when you order a lot and you forget about it. And then, you know, random month or two later, you just get a bunch of stuff popping up at your house. You're like, hell yeah.
Well, it's my whole, like, so peek behind the curtain. I've been cleaning. I needed to watch the Rumble downstairs in my basement on a 75-inch TV. So I had to clean up my basement. My old podcasting area has turned into where everything that was all over my basement is now. So now my goal is to go through that table one by one, put everything away, open boxes. Like, am I the only one who gets boxes in the mail and doesn't open them? And then, like, after a month or two or three, you just open all the boxes like it's Christmas again. I can't be the only person who does that.
I get too, I'm too impatient.
No, like, I am too, but then, like, you run out of time. And if you saw the box of stuff I have there to open, it's crazy. You'll be like, oh, I forgot. I got this. Oh, wow. Yes. It's like Christmas. It's like Christmas.
See, I myself. Do that, but I take everything out of the box and then I put it in a corner and forget about it.
Oh, okay.
So then in a couple months, I'm like, oh, look at all these figures I got to open and stuff to do.
All right. Are we up to the ringside?
Ooh, what? Let's do some rings. They said it's a good problem to have, though.
It is a good problem. It's a fun problem. Yeah,
it is a fun problem.
The Ringside Roundup is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done listening or watching us today, head on over to Ringside Collectibles, make yourself a big-ass order, and when you go to checkout, type in the code FIGGUYS, and you will save 10% on us. How does it get any better than that? The answer is it doesn't. We're giving you discounts. Go buy as many figures as you want, as you can afford. Don't overspend. It's a fun hobby. It can get expensive. Try to stay within your budget.
I don't second that. Spend wild, child. You only live once. You only live once.
That is true. That is very, very true. Important. Mike, you ready to jump into the Ringside Roundup?
Let's do it, brothers. Oh, because you know what's going on. A couple of lovebirds on our screen, and I'm not talking about me and Tom, but Ringside Collectibles is going on with the Valentine's Day sale. I mean, to talk about it, people that love their clientele, Ringside Collectibles has been giving us sale after sale after sale since October, man. Head on over, check out the lovely deals they got over there at Ringside, and get yourself some good stuff. Don't forget to use code FIGGUYS to save that beautiful 10%. Get yourself, guys. You got a Valentine's Day sale. Now I'm going to tell you, spend crazy. YOLO. Eat.
On top of the sale, you get 10% more when you put in the code FIGGUYS at checkout.
I like it. I love it. I want it.
Wait, am I going through a table? I might put somebody through a table, but I'm not going through one.
Oh, my brother, testify.
Okay, so let me read this. He said, I believe okay, read this, Mike. I can't read it.
I believe, if I swear to God, I think I got that right. If Tony or WWE does this to anger Tony Khan, what if Roman has amnesia to troll the story of Tony Storm? Imagine the heat.
Imagine he comes back and he's part of the Shield.
Oh, could you imagine? That would be funny.
That would be hysterical. Yeah. I would be here for that. He doesn't remember Seth ever turned on him, and it's all like a ploy. He really does remember it.
Honestly, so, I don't know if WWE needs to be taking shots right now.
Just keep doing what. Listen, I love when companies keep taking shots at each other. Like, I loved when WWF and WCW did it back in the day. Like, that makes wrestling fun too. Like, but it's really not a need right now. There really isn't.
No, unnecessary. So, no, yeah. But so, hey, Mike,
I saw a question
taking shots at them because they
I think it was a post in the Chick Foley Facebook group, another great group. It's only $1.99 if you're not in it. But it's a really good collection of people, just like the Case Fresh group. They're good too. Like, there's no trolls in these groups. They monitor who they put in, and it works really well. But somebody said, is this the best the WWE roster has ever been? And my argument was, I think this is the best talent we've seen in wrestling ever, because AEW's roster is just as deep as WWE's. It's so crazy. The only problem with AEW is they don't have the stories to go along with the roster right now. The talent is there.
You know what? They have the stories. They lack direction.
Yeah.
I think the talent's there, the storytelling is capable. It's just not being pushed properly. Right? Yeah. Because we've seen AEW do very, very, very great storytelling. So we know they're capable of it, and you know they could do it. It's just that I think that they're lacking the direction of which they need to tell the story. Because I don't know about you guys, the Death Riders thing. It's not over. I'm over
it. It had so much potential when it started. And just like most AEW stories we've seen in the last couple of years, it starts and then it's just like a wet fart. Like, come on, let's like, what's going on? Like, I mean, I don't know if Shane was originally talked about being involved and that just went away because remember in the beginning, Mox was talking about a higher power. So it's just a shame. It's just the same thing with the Young Bucks and pile driving Tony Khan and that, like that just went away. Like, it's just disappointing that like even that momentum, like I know like the MJF and Adam Cole thing had such great potential and then Adam Cole got hurt. So that's why we really didn't get the payoff to that story, but that could have been huge as well. I mean, as well as the MJF coming out on TV and cursing out Tony Khan and calling him an effing mark. Like, we never got the payoff to that. Everything changed by the time he came back from that, too. Like,
no, he got the payoff from that.
let's complete a story for once. Let's, like, there's been plenty of opportunities that seem like, okay, this is it. And then, terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But to go with that, I think this is the greatest roster, second greatest roster for WWE since they merged with WCW.
Because
they could have had more talent, obviously, but it was available, you know, like that. Once the NWO came in, I mean, it was talent galore there. It was ridiculous. Yeah. But I think we're at that level again. We'll put it that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I don't want to throw any shade towards the old, you know, 2000s era because it was loaded. Not properly booked, but nothing's ever properly booked. What the hell am I saying?
Yeah, that is true.
It's only properly booked if you're the one booking it and it's for you, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Very, very true. All right, let's see.
All right, Valentine's Day sale, ringside, go do it. Now we're looking at what's up for pre-order, and my goodness, we got some pre-orders. WWE Elite 117 is already up and ready for your consumption, my friends. We got Rhea Ripley, Naomi, Grayson Waller, Seth frickin' Rollins, Axiom. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Axiom.
Bless you. And Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I mean, star-studded set. I don't think I need any of them because I just got that Rhea Ripley Ultimate. Now, if I see what the actual figure is, I could change my mind in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need Grayson Waller. I have Roman Reigns Ultimate Editions. I've kind of graduated to Ultimates for people now.
I mean, you could pick up this beautiful hologram.
Yeah, wrong guy.
Damn it.
The same guy, but just in a different company?
I don't know who he is. What is he, NXT?
He's an NXT competitor. He's tag team champions in NXT with somebody. I don't remember who.
Give me my Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah, well, that's
all.
No, they're a good tag team. He's a great wrestler. I'm not. Then again, so is a hologram, but just doesn't move the needle.
No needles moved.
Right. Exactly. But so Elite 117.
You move the needle. Go buy it.
Use code
Fit Guys. Maybe there's a bunch of Axiom friends fans out there. I'm sorry. He's not my guy. That's all I gotta say. No. But no, it's a great, great looking set.
Next thing you gotta start watching NXT because that's been really good too.
I've been meaning to, and it's got
I've enjoyed it.
I'm just here for Ethan Page. It's all I care.
I love Ethan Page. Usually the end of the night I set up before I'll go upstairs after the show, visit with my wife, and we'll watch some TV and then she goes to bed and I come watch NXT and work on Fig Guy stuff. So
yeah.
That's how I do it every Tuesday. Yeah.
All right. Well, now moving on from new pre-orders, we got some hot tagging pre-orders because the Bloodline WWE Retro 4-Pack Yeet Ringside Exclusive featuring Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Jay, and Jimmy Uso, No Yeet, is available. It's pre-ordering, man. It's pre-order season. You want Solo Sikoa in retro form. Cool, this is your only option, man. Yeah.
First Roman, like, retro since that first Walmart one that was sells for a bunch of money now.
Yeah, so, it's cool.
Yeah, it is. That is cool. I love that they're tapping into, like, this for retros because the retros are mostly older guys. But we've seen the DX set, the NWO set. I think this will fit right in there. I really do. I love it.
It's a good mix. You got
DX against too? Bloodline.
Ooh. NWO versus Bloodline.
There you go.
You could do a faction three-way with the NWO, DX, and the Bloodline.
Isn't it kind of like NWO and DX are kind of like, I'm not going to say the same, but they were both different. Too sweet and
That's only because, there we go. Whoa. Tom just unlocked another dimension by too sweeting his camera.
Holy smokes.
Too sweet to you, too. You know what? They both serve different purposes. DX was like,
but I still feel like they're kind of one.
I'll say it's same time frame, right?
All friends.
I think Kevin Nash and Hall moving on brought in the two Sweeting. Close enough. We'll go.
Let's move on.
No gimmick infringement, but close enough. We got WWE Elite 116. With, of course, Randy Orton, AJ Styles, Jade Cargill, Kevin Owens, Brian Pillman, and, of course, Lexus King, man.
Yeah.
Can't get over Lexus King's hair. He looks like a shih tzu.
They nailed the figure, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have the Jade, the Brian Pillman, and the Lexus King pre-ordered. So as soon as they come out, we'll be able to jump into them on the show and show you them close up.
I'm here for the Jade. I can't wait to get a WWE made Jade.
Yeah. I mean, all the figures look great. So,
Of course. And it was a great time to get prom pants AJ Styles. He just returned at the Royal Rumble.
Good to see him back after that. You know, he made his comeback last year and he got hurt and hurt his foot the first night he was back. So glad to see him back, and hopefully he gets a great run now because he's too good. He's just amazing. I love AJ Styles. One of my favorites.
So, absolutely. He's kicking. Can't wait. But also available for pre-order, a hot pre-order. What good is a Valentine's Day without some best friends? And we're talking about the Better Than You, baby, Adam Cole and MJF 2-pack ringside exclusive. I mean, this should be coming relatively soon, too, right?
I would imagine so. We don't have a date. Is there a date on Ringside site? Hold on.
There might be, but while Tom's looking, I'm going to tell you, we'll give a beautiful white gear on here. Of course, we got MJF in all of his glory, and we got this beautiful Adam Cole in matching gear to bring us back to a simpler time for AEW, for All Elite Wrestling, when they were Better Than You, baby.
Estimated early April. How about, like,
there you go.
I feel like, and usually they don't mess too many things up with MJF, but him coming back as a heel, like, he was so over as a face. I don't know if that was the right move. Like,
I think the heel part aspect, I think pairing him up with Jeff Jarrett, that's no good.
like I imagine if MJF was the one to stand up to Mox right now.
Yeah, but there's the other thing that's mind-boggling is that they got Mox kind of running over everybody and nobody's doing shit about it.
Nobody. I'm so over that story.
Yeah. Like, at least have somebody step up. Like, why is Kenny teaming with Ospreay right now when they could be teaming up and going, like, why isn't anybody going after the guys bleaching people and choking them out with fish bags? I don't understand.
And even again, I know I texted you about this, I think, or was it Matt, or maybe it was both of you, but like the whole night Ospreay and Omega do that promo together, and Omega's like, absolutely not. And 5 minutes later, he's your partner.
Yeah.
If you're telling that story, the first night in that they have that interview in the ring, Omega walks out and it's over for that night. You got to let it build. You give it the slow build to, like, it's a month later when Omega finally, like, yes, I'll do it. Like, each week it gets a little closer. That's how wrestling works. You don't give the payoff 5 minutes later. Hey. Like, let Omega, like, Ospreay has to build the trust. And then it's finally, yes, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then you got a whole month of TV leading up to that. It's just fun stuff. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I'm not a booker, but I've been watching wrestling long enough to know that's how you do it.
Well, that's not you're not wrong. That's for sure.
No, I'm not usually wrong.
Ooh.
So
you know what I can't wait for? I can't wait till we get those awesome new Monday Night Raw microphones in figure form.
Soon enough. They're probably like having them tooled up right away.
I was just thinking about all these. I was watching Seth Rollins hold it last night when he was talking. And it was like, I loved how the hand grip, like it was perfectly, I don't know. It was sure, cool. You know what,
they'll fit in even easier. But, you know, we were supposed to have this segment today, but we both didn't think of it. And I never pulled any figures, but let's talk about it. Let's the bumper.
Let's do it. I know it.
And this could be for everybody in the chat, jump in and join us. Let's talk about the figures that we want to see from this year's Royal Rumble. And I'm going to go with the one that stuck out to me the most. I want that's Cody as an Ultimate Edition because finally it was so toyetic. I love the jacket. It's got to be the molded arms with the jacket on that you could just switch off. Like,
very great American Bash Sting vibe when he came out. Yeah. I was like, I love it. That was super good. Obviously, Kevin Owens as well. I mean, that match together, Kevin Owens with the shirt would be great, man. That's a good pick. I'm here for it. And I would love to see what's it called? Throw me some Jordynne Grace and. I know she's signed officially now, but I mean, let's get Joe Hendry, man. I believe. I want to see it.
Let's talk about KO for a second. You can make it a 2-in-1 figure again. With underneath, he could have the Cody Sucks Egg shirt. And then he has the shirt that says, I'm the son of electrician from Kent, whatever it said.
I love it.
I know. I absolutely love it.
Son of electrician from something.
Yeah.
That was good.
Let's get Jordynne Grace. Who else, Mike? Who else? I'm trying.
Oh, my God. Can you guys... I think CM Punk got the hint that we want the Bret Hart attire. That's all he's been wearing for the last month, and I'm here for it. So we'll eventually get it in something, but super, super cool. Obviously, Punk and Pink would be nice, but man, there was a lot of. I want those Motor City Machine Guns. That was nice.
Yeah, we need those figures. Those guys finally in the WWE after all these years. Let's give them figures, man.
They had really, really nice Jax TNA figures, which I love.
Oh, did they really? They had the
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they deserve some modern DIJ printed figures with the amazing. Yeah, here we go. Dream Match Figs calling for a Jey Uso in the white and pink. Like,
I like it. Good switch up from the blue. Yeah. And I'm with Nick on the other one.
100% Nick.
We need an all blue Penta, man.
We need an all blue Penta. We need a Penta figure. We have tons from AEW, but I'm ready for more.
I'm always ready for more.
We have a Supreme Penta. If you think about it, there's not many Supreme figures out. We got a Supreme Penta and Rey Fénix.
Crazy. So,
that's super crazy. I love it.
But I'm here for it. Dream Match, good call out on that one.
That is a great
call out on that one.
Like, I wish I would have remembered to pull some photos. But just talking about it's kind of fun too. So
yeah, no, I totally spaced on.
Wouldn't mind the Alexa Bliss return.
Yeah, so, that was cool with the Fiend jacket.
Yeah, I love it. And then Michael Cole calling out the dirt sheets. I thought we were never going to see her again. And then Wade Barrett saying, stop reading the dirt sheets, Cole. Beautiful. I'm here for that. I mean, only
read Meltzer. Meltzer ain't getting no love. Ooh, I like this one too, which was my next throw out there. But Chelsea Green, man, killing it in those. She's always got some frisky attires going on, always something fancy, you know, and I dig it. But absolutely, man. I want that all red Charlotte Flair, and I want you guys to go check out Colton Customs on Instagram because he hand makes fabric gear. Yeah, so we're working with, he's coming on next. I screenshotted it to talk about it. We got to get him on here.
Corner. You got to like pick out a custom each week, and we'll just review it on the show. We'll do the customs corner. You got to do it. I'm giving you that job.
Talk about it. but I mean, Charlotte Flair looked, it's such a good looking figure, or such a good looking gear. It would look great on a figure.
I know, and you know what? she kind of looks like a living figure now, but that's a story for another day. So
she hasn't left the factory yet.
She needs a couple more fine tuning, and then she'll be good to go. So,
but I will say she in ring she was fantastic. It was good. I know you're not the biggest Charlotte Flair fan. I not a lot of people are, but I'm a big fan of Charlotte Flair. I think she's.
I'm not knocking her work in the ring. She's great. So yeah, we got to start that segment next week. Customs. So
this will be. I mean, he's going to take the cake on it. But look at that beautiful Charlotte Flair right there.
Holy smokes! Wait a minute. What's his Instagram name? Tell me. I'll just throw it up here.
It is Coltez, Coltez Customs. Wait. All one word.
Coltez Customs?
Yes.
Did it? Oh, it actually worked? All right. Let's show it off. Let's start the custom corner unofficially.
Let's do it
right now.
We're in paper figs. We're doing it. We're doing it all. Yeah, we need that Jordan Grace. I'm here for it. But yes, look at that Charlotte Flair right there, man. And I love his page because he shows the behind the scenes of it all, goes through all of it. It's super, super great.
Yeah, guys, check him out.
Detail on that robe, dude. It's insane. Yeah.
This is amazing. Let's see. We have more pictures.
If you scroll through it a little bit, you can see all the slides. Yeah, unbelievable.
This is talent, man. Coltez Customs on Instagram.
Absolute talent, man.
This guy is amazing. Look at this. What figure did he use for this? Because this is the best.
He goes crazy. He does. He customized the hair. He does it all, man.
That's a talent, man. You'd think like Mattel or something would scoop a guy like this up. So
it's really, really crazy hard work.
She couldn't get it off. Did you notice she kind of couldn't get it off? She had to rip the button off to get the gear off.
You got to do what you got to do sometimes. She was not always ready.
No, look at that. I saw somebody post in the major pod group when Triple H was looking for somebody in the back when Tozawa got attacked. Should have been, he's like, I need somebody. And Cardona could have been there. Like, I'm always ready.
Just does the turn. I'm always ready.
Yeah. But I'm just blown away by this Charlotte figure.
Yeah. This guy just amazing work. I mean, even if you just scroll through his page, he's got some of the best looking customers out there, man.
Let's pick Tiffy. Okay,
Look at that Tiffy.
Is she picking Tiffy or is she picking Rhea for WrestleMania?
Oh, she got to definitely be picking Rhea, right?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Didn't she lose the belt to Rhea, right? So she's got to go back for it.
I would think so. And I think the match would be even better this time. So
I was just about to bring this up too. We need an iShow Speed custom to go next to, or not custom, but an iShow Speed figure to go with the awesome Johnny Knoxville that Mattel gave us. Give us iShow Speed too.
Yeah, Speed should come with accessory with Braun.
Bravo.
Did you see the nasty injury to his leg? Like the piece of skin?
Yeah. Oh, brutal, man. Oh, so brutal. But I think, he was so entertaining though. I loved how jacked up he was when he's out there, and then the spot with Braun and spearing the shit out of him. Perfect. Yeah. He couldn't have been booked better, man. So good.
No, it's cool. But definitely, that was our first edition of Customs Corner. Mike's going to get us more of those. We'll start doing them.
I took pictures all week. I've been just databasing.
We got to post some, too.
Now we got to post. So, we should be sharing. Sharing's caring, nice. Damn it. I love it, though. So good.
You ready for the main event? Well, I guess it's not the main event. I guess it is the main event, but we're going to be going with this. Everybody's favorite bumper.
It's a damn good bumper.
It's a great bumper. Let's see if I could turn my camera around. I've got the fig cam ready.
Yeet.
You
lost it because now that I'm watching WWE again, I'm not going to stop eating.
I'm going to wish you would never watch it then. Nah, listen. Yeet. Everybody has fun with it. So what are we going to do? Like, you know.
Listen, I came in at the best time, right? But it's been an absolute blast. But we're done talking about. Well, for right now, we're done talking about Jey Uso, because we got to talk about a little Chi-Town love here. A good, good pal. CM Punk. Tom's throwing stuff. Okay. Tom is eating.
I just dropped my water bottle and I didn't know if I had the cover on it. I have my Raw ring right over here. If you didn't watch me build that last week, you can go back and watch that.
That was so fun. Yeah, make sure you guys go check that out. We had a blast hanging out in the chat while you were building. You did a great job on it, though. It was fantastic, man.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was late night big guy stuff. And, you know, we did a time lapse where I show you how I built it in a minute.
The music was perfect.
So, but right now, it's
gave me Benny Hill vibes. Remember Benny Hill?
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people remember Benny Hill. I love Benny Hill, man.
I didn't think a lot of people your age would, but
I love Benny Hill. I used to watch Benny Hill all the time when I was a lad.
Really?
Wee lad. Yeah, it was the best. Running around, chasing all the girlies with the music on.
So here it is, guys. The brand new CM Punk Mattel Creations exclusive. Came in the mail this week after getting emails every day telling me about it. It was delayed.
Yeah, I finally stopped replying to the emails, and it came.
Look, the packaging is beautiful. That's why you get two, because I bought two of every CM Punk since he's come back. If anybody has an extra CM Punk and MJF two-pack from the dog collar, hit me up.
You need a dog collar pack?
I need another one, yeah.
Man. How many people can buy doubles of that?
I can't believe I didn't.
That's crazy.
And out of all the AEW exclusive, that one disappeared the fastest. So
that's CM Punk looking at you in disappointment that you didn't buy more of his figures.
Oh, I see the disappointment every time I look in the mirror. Pepsi Phil.
Come on, Tom. But love the packaging on this. The hell froze over. Such a great job. I gotta get that. Get that fog off my glass. There we go. Looks good. All right. Bam. Love the packaging. Love the whole setup. Look at that beautiful pose. Are you mad that the pants aren't gray?
Okay. In 5-10 years, how many of us are going to remember the pants are not right?
You know who you're talking to? I remember knee pads from matches
that
20 years ago.
There's this accessory in here. Another shirt. Okay.
He's so got another shirt. Packaging.
Oh, look how cool it is in the packaging. It's got these things built in even.
Yeah.
The cage walls. That's really cool.
A little reminiscence of that AEW Cody Rhodes and Sammy Guevara where they came with the entrance set.
If you open it, be very careful because on the back there's a shirt and there's more hands. Packed in the back, which is a really cool way to do it without them messing up the display. So I love that.
But also, I feel like that's kind of a bummer because I might have to ruin these cardboard pieces just to get those parts out.
That's why I have two, and mine's already ruined.
It's okay. I got two too. But I do want to take some of these pictures take some pictures with the cardboard.
Okay. You be careful with your mine already ripped. But here we go.
I'm afraid I'm going to lose this watch.
I was able to save one. You know what? I'm looking at the pants here. The pants aren't as bad as people made them out to be. They're not blue. They're not like blue jeans, like total blue jeans. Look at that, Mike. Yeah.
Look at my legs. What do you see?
I think the people reacting to the pants is just a little bit overreacted. Oh, we got these stupid plastic things on them, and I don't have scissors here.
Pair of sweaty baby blue jeans.
When you just use your power and you rip the plastic things off.
I rip them. Look at that head scan, man. Love the fuzz in the beard.
Oh, there's some on his legs, too.
You got what on his legs? No.
Some of these little plastic. All right. I have freed CM Punk.
There we go. It's nowhere near as bright. He's not blinding. Look at that bad boy. It is a great light. Dig it. Love the hair. Looking good.
Yeah, dude. Look how cool they got the hair. Like, they got it down pretty good.
This was worth the $25 just for the new head scan.
Yeah. And it definitely, you could tell it's older CM Punk.
Yeah.
Look.
Hell froze over, man. Look at that beautiful watch. My favorite part is this is our first time from Mattel getting a non-taped hands and sleeves for CM Punk.
What do you mean?
He's got no wrist tape on. He's got no
hand
tape. Yeah, so this is like the first time we're getting it in.
He's got the watch on because it's clobbering time.
It's clobbering time, or as Danhausen likes to say, it's money time.
And the cool thing is, like, you got this white shirt. You could switch shirts, and now you have a white shirt for anybody.
Yeah. So. For your next Brian Danielson figure. No, or John Moxley. Look at the no gimmicks needed tattoo on his arm here. So, so good.
It's really a great figure.
And I'll do it. I'll address the man. There he goes. Look at the tattoo work. I feel like his tattoos are so colorful now compared to how they used to be.
Yeah.
So, so good, man. Look, you can actually see the playing cards on his arm.
Wow.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Very, very awesome. It was well worth the wait and the spam emails.
But it's a little over a year, right? When did we order this?
Probably, yeah, it was a little over a year.
Oh, great, great CM Punk figure. Let's try the other shirt on him.
The other shirt's where the money's at.
Yeah.
That's the Monday Night Raw.
I guess it depends how, if you want to display it as his return, you would display it with the white shirt because that was his return.
Of course.
And you got options of however you want to do it. You don't.
We got options, baby. He looks so good, man.
Is this like the sixth CM Punk figure we've gotten from Mattel in the last year already?
I wouldn't know. This is the first CM Punk from Mattel that I've bought.
That's not true. You got the Ultimate.
Oh, yes. I forgot about the Ultimate. First modern day CM Punk.
Yes. We got let's count them. We got the Ultimate. We got this one. We got the Defining Moments one. We've got the From the Vault one.
Yeah.
We got the Top Picks. And we've got,
Elite
113 and Elite 1. We got seven. We've got seven.
That's crazy.
So far in a year. And you know what? There's no more announced right now. So I don't know. It might slow down for just the time being before we get another one, but that's okay.
Yeah, this is such a great figure, though.
I don't like these hands on it, though. I think for the, watch hand, we're going to need to put the fist on there.
I like the fist. You know what? It's cool, though. You could use whatever hands you want.
Yeah.
You can party, man.
Absolutely. And I ordered these. Oh, be careful when you change the hands. The watch will come off.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a rubber piece, though. It's not like hard plastic, so it's really nice.
All right.
Big fan, very nice. Big fan. Just gets shirtless Phil here.
Shirtless Phil.
Shirtless
Phil. Speaking of which, if you guys have not listened to Danhausen's interview with Chris Van Fleet,
very nice.
I love this figure, man. I love it.
It looks good, man.
I have a CM Punk figure that I didn't even mail you yet that I told you I would.
Ooh.
I have that extra one.
I don't even remember.
I bought three of them for some reason. I'm like, oh, do you want it? And you're like, yes. And I never sent it.
Absolutely.
I've got two things to go to the post office tomorrow, so I should get it out tomorrow.
Oh, and the best part.
Oh, look at this.
It's fake Adidas.
So you can see the tattoos right on the hand.
I love that. I think they did such a good job.
Yeah. Cool.
It's crazy because, like, you don't see that part of his forearm usually or his hands from Mattel. Yeah. So it's like cool to look at the detail on the tattoos. Yeah. Obviously, Jazzwares did a great job on the tattoos as well. But I mean, this is so cool to see done on a different figure, you know?
Yeah.
So awesome. That blue, look how popping that blue is. It's gorgeous.
You mean on my table?
That too, but I was looking at his tattoo. And the t-shirt. It's just all around. It's a great, great blue.
It is. Yeah. There we go. There we go. The best in the Royal, baby. Should have won the Royal Rumble.
He should have won the Royal Rumble.
But
you know what?
Booked Royal Rumble. So I won't complain. I absolutely will not complain, but he'll win the elimination.
It was one of my favorite rumbles of my lifetime.
Dude, it was a great, me too. I agree.
I thought it was very, 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 very well done.
It was. I
got
no
complaints.
I got zero complaints.
We got CM Punk in our collections from Survivor Series. Hell froze over.
So here's the thing I do now. So I bag all my figures. I bought these bags for action figures that are like acid free, so they protect them better.
Yeah.
And everything. And then I'll stick like a piece of the box with the name on it and everything, so I know what figure it is in there.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, like so this will go in there, and then I'll know. Oh, that was the Survivor Series, CM Punk. But this box is so good. I wonder if I could fit. Look at the background. Like, we love talking about backgrounds. We didn't even mention this.
It is great. No, I love the background. You got that entrance stage vibe going with it. Sorry, Punk's eating on my screen.
He's eating? Or yeeting?
Yeeting. Yiddish. Look at
that. How do you like that?
I love it.
It's like the stage. Like, that's really cool.
That is really cool.
Take those glasses off the CM Punk.
He wore them. This is canon with the story. He walked out and put them on and said yeet. He took some little kids' glasses and said yeet.
He's never said yeet in his life.
Oh, almost looks like Jey Uso from the side.
I mean, Jey Uso actually hang out together. It does kind of look like Jey Uso.
It's just me, Oos.
Oh, wow. Johnny Hex was at that Rumble when Punk walked out.
Yeah.
So I love it.
It's crazy, man.
I have four. I just finished a CVV Howd. Yeah, I love listening to Danhausen speak. The guy just gets it. He's really a smart guy. So, but
yes.
Cool. I love it. I love the way this looks. This background looks amazing.
It is cool. I love when they do stuff like that.
Yeah, me too. Look, no matter how far back, with my blue on a table, it like melts right into it.
It's perfect, you know?
And it really is. That's cool. I can make Punk go back a little bit further. Let's see how good it looks. Oh, and he's drunk and he falls over. Actually, CM Punk would never
be those, it's those ankles.
I take it back. He's not drunk. Okay, here we go. Now look. How's that look, Mike?
Well, I like it. Get rid of it. It looks good.
And there's just a hand laying next to him.
Yeah. That's all you need.
I need to display this somewhere. So
cool. You got some shelf space behind you.
Well, I'm getting new shelves. I spoke to my friend about it, and I can't wait to have them done. I wonder if this would fit in the bag with the figure. I don't know.
Are they big bags like that?
Why?
Are they big like that?
You want to see them?
See, I use specific bags that literally just fit. Figures link.
Entertain the masses for a moment. I'll be right back.
Entertain the masses. Here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up something else that wasn't advertised.
Right. Open something else.
I went to Target today, and I was able to... I'm not going to go through everything I found, but I found, obviously, the Legends sitting right here, but I also found some brand new AEW figures. Finally got the Gun Club rock and rolling. Austin, Colton, boom. Expect some Instagram shots from these bad boys, but obviously you see the yeet glasses on Punk. I finally got my first main event Jey Uso figure.
So what do you think? These are bags,
Mike. That's a lot of bags.
I have a lot of figures. So that's what it fits in. It gives it room to breathe. Will this fit in here?
Will it fit?
Nope.
Welcome back to Fig Guys, where we're playing the game, will it fit?
And the answer is no. The bag is just a little too short, but that's okay. So what I will do...
Will not fit!
I have a whole bag of these, of this, filled with just random hands that I have no idea whose they are. I should bring it to Cardona and say, here, in your next death match, you can throw out hands. In your next death match, you throw the wrestler on the hand.
Roll it.
That would be
cool. Make him feel it, man. Make him feel it.
But this is what I usually do. Like, here it is. So, like, the figure would be, like, all the hands from this figure will go in here so that I know. And if I want to know what figure it is, boom, he gets that background.
Nobody was more amazed than me.
What?
Dream Match Fig says, I'm amazed you found that Jey Uso on shelves. I had figure fate today, brother. I walked in, I seen it. I literally went to go pick up water. Isn't that how it always happens when you're not going to buy figures? They got a shitload.
A lot of times when I run out with my wife, if I'm passing Walmart, there's like a back door to get into Walmart by the outside stuff that's right near the toys. So I'll tell my wife a lot of times, a couple of times, like, oh, I'm going to go, and I'm just going to go in the back door. I go in the back door, and it never fails. They always have something I need, because then I have to go to the front, walk all the way back to the car. That's my new
trick. Mine has a checkout in the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can walk in the side door. There's like three checkouts there. That's all you need.
So now, if you look, everything's in there, and I will never not know what goes with the CM Punk, because I'm trying to be more organized.
I like it.
So
there you go.
And I don't want anything bad to happen to my figures. Acid-free bags, Amazon. The best in the world, baby.
I separate my soft goods, too. That's the other thing. Joe M. here. I do the same thing, but keeps soft goods in a separate bag. I am terrified of staining.
Okay.
Least of my favorite problems. WWE clothes, not so much. Especially their new shirts. They do not stain.
But I also have these little bags. I could just fold up a shirt and put it in there as well.
So I know those little bags very well.
You use them too. I used to just put the hands in there until I wound up with a bunch of bags with hands that I have no idea whose they were. But now you guys got me paranoid. So shirts going in a little bag. I had a white shirt. It's not going to stain anything, is it?
For me, slapping the paint on those glasses, I did a good job paint matching.
Really good.
Man. Look how good that came out.
That looks really good.
Yeet.
Let's get rid of the screen.
Main good event, job, baby. Main event. Cool. I haven't painted something. I haven't painted a toy since at least pre-COVID. So it's been a long time. Yeah. And getting on this bad boy, I mean, it's awesome. But I knew I needed the glasses for Jay, man. We got to fix the yeet itself a little bit more. But it looks good, man.
You want to see it? I don't know if this figure used to sell for a lot of money. I don't know if it does anymore. The TJ Perkins?
I have that TJ Perkins.
Do you?
I almost use it as a Cody Rhodes base because the pants look very Cody and it's the same like torso they would have used.
Like, look how great that is. Like, the camera just zoomed in on it on its own.
Yeah.
That really impressed me.
It looks good. Yeah. TJ Perkins, I remember I bought that just for the belt.
He was a 205 Live champ, right? The first one.
Yeah.
A tournament, yeah, cruiserweight champion, first time in the line. Actually, the only time in the line. I don't think he ever got another one.
I don't think we ever got another TJ, unless we got a basic. We
could zooming in again, but only the time it's zooming in on figures behind me instead of what I'm actually holding. So
how they get you?
But this is all my Toys R Us spotlights are here. So
I like it.
I didn't realize there were so many. There's so many.
There is a lot. Way more than we thought. Way more than. You could picture thinking about it.
Remember this figure too? Let's just sit
here. I love that. I love that Ambrose. It's a good Ambrose.
There we go.
He's got a surprisingly blue pants.
Well, that's what he does. He wears jeans. Man, it's one of my favorite things ever when Renee had her podcast and she had Danhausen on. And he's like, where's John? And she's like downstairs and he's like wearing pants. He's just so quick. I have all my Toys R Us exclusives here, so I miss Toys R Us.
I miss Toys R Us exclusives too.
So, I can't believe you made Yeet glasses. I can't wait to see you take some pictures of your Yeet glasses.
I gotta finish them up a little bit more. But
wait a minute, he doesn't come with like Yeet hands, so you can do the Yeet.
He does not have Yeet hands. I have to go take out somebody else's hands to Yeet.
I guess it was pre Yeet, right?
Was it though?
It had to be.
I don't think
the Yeet thing started when him and Cody were at that press conference.
Oh, it's before that.
No, that's when the Yeet thing started. That
I remember he got really into the Yeet thing.
Yeah, that's when it started. That was the birth of it.
You know how hard it is to paint letters on Macho Man glasses?
You ruined Macho Man glasses for Yeet?
I had a couple extra pairs. Shout out to Matt Goldberg for telling me to use Macho Man glasses. I was going to use the Kenny Omega glasses because they got that like square frame to them. But these were nice. Ooh, see the Rock. Rock likes the Yeet.
Yeah, I have a whole bag of hands. I will find you two Yeet hands and you can put them on. And I will mail
them
with your
Yeet them my way, man. But I do like the point. It's the WrestleMania point. We got it going right there. We're going. It's good. All Yeet wrestling.
All Yeet. All Yeet. All Yeet wrestling.
all Yeet.
yeet.
Yes.
How many times easy for you to yeet on show? I can't. Like, it's not easy for me to say at all.
So, guys, I
got a bunch of good stuff. I just stay looking. Keep an eye out on the Instagram, man. I'm going to take some good pictures this week.
Absolutely. Official Fig Guys at Mike Belcaster. Check them both out. It's we got some good things coming your way.
About Sid.
Anybody? Oh, I got. Oh, speaking of which, I have right next to me, Mike. Look what I got right next to me.
You got the blonde Sid?
I got both Sids.
Man, I went through three of them today on the pegs to see if it was dark or light. All dark.
They were all dark. Yeah. I think the lighter ones were the pre-order ones. And then it came, then the darker ones came out. And the way I got it was I traded somebody in a major pod group who was looking for the darker one. I'm like, well, my target has the darker ones. So I gave him my dark one and he sent me the light one.
Misconception, right? Because Sid's hair was never that light. That looks like Billy Gunn right there.
Yeah, it was never. You're really right. It really wasn't that light.
That picture, his hair was never that light. So I think the darker hair fits the Sid better.
What about the SummerSlam Sid? Like, I wonder how the hair was on those.
That's a good question. They were lighter.
Yeah.
And if you already have light hair Sids, why are you arguing? Why be upset that you have a dark hair Sid?
Oh, yeah, no need to be upset.
Nothing to be upset about. Can't wait to open up this bad boy, too. Look at that brand new, big,
beautiful. Not the Chase, or is that the regular? It
looks like this is the, I believe, the regular.
Yeah, that's the regular.
I love it. The attire is great and all, but I really bought it for the belt. Gotcha. Not that I'm not going to get the Lex Luger. It is a fantastic Rude. Super, super good, but very clean. And you know what the best part about this one is?
Wow.
I got it delivered to my house via DoorDash.
Oh, nice.
My favorite thing is when I need something from DoorDash, I still type in WWE, no matter what, just to see what figures they got. And nine out of 10 times, you get a good delivery driver, and he's like, what do you need? I got you. I'll look through the aisle for you. And come on. That's good business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anything else before we get out of here?
Ooh, last, I did get this, but.
Ooh, I've seen that too. And I've also seen the other new one that's been out. So, but
is
I don't need
a Walmart one?
No, I thought there was another one at Target. Maybe I'm remembering wrong. I don't know. Hangman, that's what I'm thinking of. The Yellen Hangman. I passed on that one too.
I love the gear on this. The face, we could work with them. They should have did that at Warlord face.
Warlord?
Warlord. We're back. Welcome to the wrap up.
I haven't heard you say that in a while.
Right? But it was a fun week of Gets. We had a great wrestling Royal Rumble.
You actually got more than me this week. That's a rarity.
Whoever gets this, I was the one. This is my fluke. This is the one time of the year that I'm going to walk out of Target with that many wrestling toys. I promise you.
Hopefully it keeps up. I hope you keep finding.
Hopefully I'm telling lies. Stop you know what's disappointing? I'm telling lies.
This time's like I go to this Walmart or Target and I really want to buy a figure and there's even nothing I can't even force myself to buy.
That's a summer problem for me.
I get it.
It was good, man. I'm excited.
Mike stares.
My stairs looking like I'm being back over.
Hysterical.
Twice a year, maybe. Twice a year.
Oh, sure. Okay. You know, old fat guy wants us to start over. So let's just like start the whole show over. We can do the news.
Play the intro. Let's do it.
Oh, man. Next week, we have our buddy Joey Figs, the Fig Vault, joining us. So
Macho Vault.
The Fig Vault. Makes his return to podcasting. I cannot wait to have him. Great guy to talk to. A bunch of fun.
The man with many vaults.
The man with many vaults. You've got to introduce him as that next week.
The man. I like that. The man of 1,000 vaults. Like Chris Jericho used to be the man of 1,000. Or Dean Malenko is the man of 1,000 vaults.
There you go.
That's it, man. I love it. I agree. I agree with old fat guy BMX agreeing with Nick, that Nick's agreeing with him.
Listen, you know what I agree with? That when I go upstairs, my wife is making me some chicken tarts. So I'll be very happy. And now I have reinvented her chicken tarts by making buffalo chicken tarts. How about that, Mike? It's one of my favorite snacks.
What is a chicken tart?
Okay, so it's a Pampered Chef recipe where you chop up the chicken and you mix it with a little bit of mayo and a little bit of sour cream. And then, like, you got this little, you put it in between two pieces of bread and you push this thing over it. Yeah. It cuts them out and then you bake them in the oven.
It's like a chicken Uncrustable.
Yes, exactly. With like a chicken salad. But I've now made a buffalo chicken salad and that sounds
phenomenal.
Dude, you come over, I'll make you some.
I love it. Absolutely.
Get your butt out here. This year. I'm going to be 50 next month. I can't believe it.
You are not. You're turning 24.
Well, I wish I was turning 24. I'd be 1999 all over again, baby. So,
I hate the pointer fingers when they do that upward curve.
Does he have, like, do those hands come off that you can actually interchange?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, every elite's hands come off now at this point. I mean.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
These are great.
I have the Ultimate Jey Uso, but the new Ultimate Jey Uso is probably going to come with the glasses too. So
probably, and I could have waited, but I'm a very patient person.
You can't wait.
But they might not be, you know, blue and silver. Like, I made my own e-glasses.
Actually, I was like counting the figures of CM Punk before, but our buddy Dougie Nunya had posted a picture with all of them in it, and I'll post that to our socials tomorrow.
I like it.
It's a great picture. Oh, yeah. And I got to show you that photo room stuff when we get off of here. So don't go away. So, all right. Cool. Anything else? We head on out of here for the week, guys. Anything else?
That's it, man. I'm hopefully you'll have more toys for next week. Stay tuned for more pictures.
BMX laughing at Pampered Chef. I love Pampered Chef. Their stuff is amazing.
I love Pampered Figs.
I love all figs.
I love everything.
All right, guys. For Mike, you know, figguys.com. If you're just tuning in, go rewatch the whole episode. Leave a comment, please. Leave a comment. Leave a review. It really helps. Even if you don't listen to the podcast, leave us a review. If you're listening to the podcast and you hear me asking this, take 30 seconds and hit the 5-star button and just say something nice about us. Even if it's just yeet, we'll take a yeet.
Give me a yeet.
Mike will take all the yeets.
I'm all the yeets wrestling.
All the yeets wrestling. I love it. Until next week, guys, when we have Joey Figs joining us. From Mike, it's Tom, and I just want to say, Fig Guys out.
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe.